BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
LDMEC says they're hoping to see a turnaround in cancer diagnoses after years of screening backlogs at Prince Mshiyeni Memorial. Nomagugu Simelane says the installation of a new CT scanner at the Umlazi Hospital will speed up detection and treatment. The new 128-slice machine scans faster and delivers better images than the old 16-slice machine it's replacing. Simelane, who unveiled the scanner yesterday, says the hospital, which treats over 1,000 patients a day, has been under severe pressure. She says some patients have had to wait more than 2 years for screenings.
Last year, I would receive a number of complaints. People saying they have been waiting for a CT scan in Prince Mshiyeni, or others saying they've been turned back because the machine is not working and all of that. So this one today is really going to be a game changer, and the people who are utilizing this facility are going to benefit immensely.
As the country waits to hear how President Cyril Ramaphosa will respond to police corruption allegations, there are calls for the presidency to act sooner rather than later. KZN's top cop in Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi claims there's political and criminal interference in the police force. He's alleged police minister Senzo Mqulu and other top officials use their influence to interfere in high-profile investigations. The presidency says Ramaphosa is holding consultations and will address the nation on Sunday. Yesterday, Action SA members picketed outside the KZN police headquarters, calling for urgent action over what they've described as a national crisis. The party's Wakile Ngwangos told the media the president already has the proof he needs.
The minister lied in the portfolio committee. So we have evidence now that the minister misled the portfolio committee when he said he doesn't know one of the culprits. And now he admits he knows this individual as a comrade. There's enough grounds for the president to take action against the minister. And also the national commissioner have enough ground to really suspend the deputy commissioner nationally.
A UN children's agency, UNICEF, has condemned the killing of children in Israeli strikes in central Gaza. Officials in the region say at least 15 people, including 10 children, were struck and killed as they queued outside a health clinic. US-based organization Project Hope was distributing nutritional supplements and administering treatment for infections and chronic illnesses. Israel's Defense Force says it had targeted a Hamas fighter who it believes helped carry out the attack in October 2023, but says it regrets any harm caused to civilians. Back home, we've got a high of 25 degrees in Durban, Maritzburg 24, Richards Bay 20. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And in your sport, Banyana Banyana gearing up for their second group match against Tanzania at the Women's Africa Cup of Nations. PSG and Chelsea gear up their preparations ahead of the Club World Cup, and more action coming up this afternoon at Wimbledon. More of your sports at 8:30.